This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when they actually canceled. Yeah, they canceled. They removed a name because of long in the past misdeeds and racism and nastiness. But you know what? This time it's a liberal organization, very left-wing organization, that is taking the step itself. I'm talking about Planned Parenthood. They've always had a Margaret Sanger problem, but now Planned Parenthood in New York has removed Margaret Sanger from their building, the name of their building. There's a reaction from Senator Ben Sasse. We will get to that in a moment. We're waiting at any moment for the President of the United States to step up to the podium, I believe in the White House briefing room, where he is going to be holding his first COVID-themed press conference, press briefing, in about 2 months. Now, the reason he canceled the press briefings before was because his aides had begged him to. They do polling on everything in this White House, and they were doing polling which showed that the more that President Trump talked about the coronavirus, the less people liked it. And part of it, I think, has been not just because of those people who feel a strong antipathy to President Trump generally, but because there's been a very difficult time getting a clear, consistent message. Is this a national disaster for which we have to shut down our economy, or is it more like the flu? Will it be better if we have success developing a vaccine and the Operation Warp Speed, which the president has worked on, or will it go away of its own accord and it'll be miraculous and it'll just disappear? There has been a great deal of confusion, and I expect that what we're going to hear just 100 days before an election, what is it, 103 days, something like that, we are going to hear the president with a more clear, consistent, and coherent message. Somebody who has not given a clear, consistent, and coherent message, shockingly, Kanye West. Now, he spoke movingly about abortion, and I give him credit for that. And, of course, it takes courage speaking to a very broad audience to speak so passionately about abortion and to admit publicly and tearfully that he almost aborted one of his children. And that he says that his father wanted to abort him and his mother saved his life. And that was all moving. Today, it's not looking up so much for the Kanye West campaign. He was speaking earlier this week in South Carolina and apparently trying to collect enough signatures so he can qualify as a write-in candidate. Now, I didn't know in South Carolina, before they actually even count your votes as a write-in candidate, you have to declare your candidacy and get a certain number of signatures and qualify for the ballot. But which seems kind of contradictory, because if people are going to write you in, then you're not going to be on the ballot on your own, right? Because you're not representing any political party and you don't have enough signatures for that. Whether he continues with this campaign is questionable today, because the headline says Kanye West says wife Kim Kardashian tried to use a doctor to lock me up. Kanye West appeared to take to Twitter last night with a series of tweets, which some people thought may have been hacked, but he hasn't said that, and no one in Camp Kanye has said that. Those who didn't believe he was hacked worried about Ye's mental health, as he begged both his wife, Kim Kardashian, and her mother, Kris Jenner, to call him before claiming Kim tried to get a medical professional to lock him up after his recent campaign rally. Earlier, he claimed that Kim had tried to get a doctor to put him away. He referenced Nelson Mandela and told his followers that if he were locked up, they would know what had happened with him. Well, I think he's a fairly public person. Kim was, here is President Trump. We will get back to Kanye West later. Here's the current President of the United States.
And what my administration is doing to get the outbreak in the Sun Belt under control seems largely in Sun Belt, but could be spreading. My team is also working night and day with Capitol Hill to advance the next economic relief package. We're working very hard on it. We're making a lot of progress. I also know that both sides want to get it done. We'll call it phase four. I think we're going to get it done. We'll protect our workers, our schools, and our families, and protect them very strongly. As one family, we mourn every precious life that's been lost. I pledge in their honor that we will develop a vaccine, and we will defeat the virus. We're doing very well with vaccine development and therapeutic development. But I want to thank our brave doctors and nurses and frontline responders. The job they do is incredible, and they are truly brave. My administration will stop at nothing to save lives and shield the vulnerable, which is so important. We've learned so much about this disease, and we know who the vulnerable are, and we are going to indeed shield them. And again, the vaccines are coming, and they're coming a lot sooner than anyone thought possible. Well, by years, if you look at the old system and look at the new system, I think by years. The China virus is a vicious and dangerous illness, but we've learned a great deal about it and who it targets. We are in the process of developing a strategy that's going to be very, very powerful. We've developed them as we go along. Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Something I don't like saying about things, but that's the way it is. It's the way, it's what we have. You look over the world, it's all over the world. And it tends to do that. The governors are working very, very hard. And we are supporting them 100%. Everything they need, they get. And we are taking good care. We have tremendous supplies and a great supply chain, whether it's ventilators or gowns or just about anything they need. So that's a big difference from inheriting very, very empty cupboards. The median age of those who succumb to the China virus is 78 years old. Roughly half of all deaths have been individuals in nursing homes or long-term care. In one study, 90% of those hospitalized had underlying medical conditions, whether it's heart or diabetes, but usually it's some kind of a condition. It seems that people have that, and if they do, it's a problem, no question about it. Young adults may often have mild or even no symptoms. They won't even know they're sick. They won't have any idea that they have a virus. They won't have any idea at all. America's youth will act responsibly, and we're asking everybody that when you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask, get a mask. Whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get. Data shows children have the lowest fatality risk. 99.96% of all virus fatalities are in adults. Think of that. So that's much, much, much less than 1% for children, young people. By understanding these risk profiles and learning how to treat the disease, we've been able to greatly reduce mortality in the United States. In fact, we'll show you a chart and how well we do compared to the rest of the world. We have several treatments already available that significantly...
We will be right back with more of the president, with him taking questions from the press, as he's promised to do. And we'll also finish this change of the name of a building by Planned Parenthood, which is some recognition that this has not been an organization with a great background. Its background is racist, anti-Semitic, pro-eugenics, that's breeding, by scientifically superior people. So what did they do with their building? We'll tell you and get the response by Senator Sasse and more coming up on the MedVet Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
President Trump delivering his opening statement at the first coronavirus COVID-19 press briefing in 2 months. Here's the president.
Combined, be over 50 million tests. This allows us to isolate those who are infected, even those without symptoms, so we know exactly where it's going and when it's going to be there. We're also working to reduce turnaround time. My administration has been aggressively responding to case growth in the Sun Belt, and we continue to do so, working very close with all governors, but right now, in particular, those governors. We're coordinating closely with hospitals and governors. In the last 3 weeks, I've sent senior officials into 9 states to meet with governors and provide recommendations to the various leaders of the state, including hospital administrators, etc. My administration currently has 0 unfilled requests for equipment or anything else that they need from the governors. No governor needs anything right now, and we think we'll have it that way till the end, because frankly we are stocked up and ready to go wherever we have to go. We've nearly 7,000 National Guard and military medical personnel in Texas, California, Florida, and Arizona that's helping us greatly. I want to thank them very much. The military's been fantastic. We're closely monitoring hospital capacity in these states. Hospitals are open for elective surgeries and other procedures. So hospitals are open for elective surgeries. We want Americans to get the medical treatments they need. All of the governors we've spoken with say they have enough bed capacity. That's a great thing. Our initial shutdown was to prevent the overflow of our hospitals and to allow us to meet the demands caused by this global pandemic, including the ventilators. And a permanent shutdown was really never an option in terms of what we're doing right now. This would be completely unsustainable, produce debilitating economic fallback, and lead to catastrophic public health consequences. There are consequences to shutdowns, and we've saved potentially millions of lives by doing the initial shutdown, but now we're very aware of this disease. We understand the disease to a large extent. Nobody's going to maybe ever fully understand it, but we'll end up with a cure, we'll end up with therapeutics, we'll end up with a vaccine very soon, all three. We're instead asking Americans to use masks, socially distance, and employ vigorous hygiene. Wash your hands every chance you get while sheltering high-risk populations. We are imploring young Americans to avoid packed bars and other crowded indoor gatherings. Be safe and be smart. We're surging testing capacity to identify and isolate cases. This includes a newly approved testing platform to nursing homes across the South. We're being very, very vigilant with respect to nursing homes, because you know all of the problems that we've had with so many people, so sadly, they were infected. So that all of the staff and residents can be routinely tested and isolated to ensure our elderly are even more strongly protected than anybody else. That's really the high-risk people, the high-risk wonderful people. Once this current surge in cases declines, the same testing platform will enable people to visit their loved ones after taking a test, which is a big difference. Ultimately, our goal is not merely to manage the pandemic, but to end it. We want to get rid of it as soon as we can. That is why getting a vaccine remains a top priority. 2 vaccine candidates are entering the final stage of clinical trials this month. This was achieved in record time. It used to be years before you were in a position like we are right now. 4 other vaccines will enter final trials in the following weeks, and we're mass producing all of the top candidates so that the first approved vaccine will be available immediately. And logistically, we have the military ready to go. We have great people, logistic military people, a wonderful general who's waiting for the vaccine so they can distribute it in record time. That's what's going to happen. So our military is all set to go. We will deliver a vaccine, therapeutics, whatever it is necessary, and defeat the virus once and for all. And I'll take a few questions if you'd like. I will say this. I want to thank all of the staff, the White House staff, all of the doctors that we've been working with so closely, and just a lot of very positive things are happening. It's a nasty, horrible disease that should have never been allowed to escape China, but it did. And it infected the world, and the world is suffering, but we're going to get it taken care of, and we're helping lots of other countries. John?
Mr. President, first, I just wanted a clarification. Your press secretary said today that you sometimes take more than one test a day. Well, why is that? And how often?
Well, I didn't know about more than one. I do take probably on average a test every 2 days, 3 days, and I don't know of any time I've taken two tests in one day, but I could see that happening.
So Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill both said that they want to see more money for testing. They want to send billions of dollars to the state so they can do more testing. And you probably saw Mick Mulvaney the other day said that his kids, it took them a week to get test results back. He said this is simply inexcusable given where we are in the pandemic. Do you think we have a problem with testing in this country right now? And are you in favor of more money for testing?
We've done more testing by far than anybody. Some of the tests, because it is massive volume, it takes longer. Others of the tests, as you know, are very quick. They're 5 minutes and 15-minute tests. And those are, frankly, the ones that I prefer. But we're doing massive numbers, and the numbers are coming down. And as we go, as an example, there are thousands and thousands of kits being made right now, which give you a 15-minute and a 5-minute test. So we'll be able to get those numbers down. Those numbers are similar in other places. They're also doing massive numbers, numbers like nobody thought possible. But those numbers will be coming down. I agree. I think it's a good thing if we can do it.
Are you in favor of more money for testing?
Well, they're going to make a presentation to me tonight and tomorrow on that. And again, we're leading the world. I think the second country at 12 million, we're going to be over 50 million tests. Second country is India with 12 million. Then you have 7 million, 6 million, and 4 million. I think that we are doing a tremendous amount of testing, but if the doctors and the professionals feel that even though we're at a level that nobody ever dreamt possible, that they would like to do more, I'm okay with it.
Why are your doctors not with you here today? Where's Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx?
Well, Dr. Birx is right outside. Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a few questions for you personally. Number one, I just wanted to know, in November, do you want the American people to judge you on do you want the American people to judge you on the ballot in November by how you've handled this pandemic so far?
This, among other things, I think the American people will judge us on this, but they'll judge us on the economy that I created and that already we're creating. We're setting record job numbers, as you know. I think we're going to have a very strong year next year. I think we're going to have a very strong third quarter, a very good fourth quarter, but I think next year is going to be a record year, and I think they're going to judge me on that. I think they're going to judge me on the tax cutting and the regulation cutting, which nobody's ever done to the extent that we've been able to do it.
Okay, of course, the media are going to make a very big deal of the fact he was asked about where the doctors and where's Dr. Birx, where's Dr. Fauci. He said, well, Dr. Birx is right outside, so where's Dr. Fauci? Has he been picked up by some unmarked car and people in camouflage? Maybe he's with Kanye. Kanye could use some medical help. We will be right back with the President of the United States and more answering questions from the press coming up.
More Michael Medved in a moment.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the wearing mask versus not wearing a mask debate continues across the country, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has always been consistent regarding masks during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The president's always been consistent on this, that masks, according to the CDC, are recommended but not required. He has said that he would wear one in the case he couldn't appropriately socially distance.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is unveiling a plan aimed at helping working families.
This is about easing the squeeze on working families who are raising their kids and caring for aged loved ones at the same time.
Speaking from a school in his home state of Delaware, Biden says his proposal would cover child care, elder care, and care for those with disabilities. The former vice president did not take any questions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Am I imagining things, or do both the press and President Trump sound a little bit more subdued in this coronavirus briefing? More polite, more civilized, dare I say it. Got back to the President of the United States.
The other day, I have the mask right here, and I carry it, and I will use it gladly. No problem with it. And I've said that, and I say, if you can, use the mask. When you can, use the mask. If you're close to each other, if you're in a group, I would put it on when I'm in a group. If I'm in an elevator and there are other people with me, including, like, security people, it's not their fault. They have to be in the elevator. I want to protect them also. I put on a mask. I have no problem with the masks. I view it this way. Anything that potentially can help, and that certainly can potentially help, is a good thing. I have no problem. I carry it. I wear
great
it.
Answer.
You saw me
good
wearing
plan.
It a number of times, and I'll continue. Please.
Thank you. Can I follow up?
Go ahead, please.
Are you sending mixed messages? Yesterday you tweeted out an image wearing a mask, and then last evening we saw you not wearing a mask at your hotel.
Well, I don't know the hotel. I was pretty far away from people, but I would say this. I've explained it, I think, very well. If you're close together, I would put on the mask. And if you're not, I would say that if you're, for instance, I'll see, like here, you've been all tested. I've been tested. Oftentimes, I'll be with people that are fully tested. I've been tested. In theory, you don't need the mask. I'm getting used to the mask. And the reason is, think about patriotism. Maybe it is. It helps. It helps. Now, we have experts that have said in the recent past that masks aren't necessarily good to wear. You know that. But now they've changed their mind. If they change their mind, that's good enough for me. So I wear it when appropriate. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Thanks, sir.
lot of Americans though may be surprised at your change of tone over all of this, a more perhaps realistic tone, some would look at it that way. The sudden embrace of masks, social distancing, the...
I've always agreed with that. I mean, I've never fought either one, but certainly social distancing. I want to... That's common sense. 6 feet to me is common sense. I'd like to say maybe make it a little bit further.
The idea that things will get worse perhaps before they get better here, and perhaps the realization that this resurgence, if you will, is for real when you used to talk about it in terms of little fires being put out here and there.
We have them. No, we have embers and fires, and we have big fires, and unfortunately now Florida is in a little tough or in a big tough position. You have a great governor there. You have a great governor in Texas. You have people that are very, very skilled people, and I think they're going to handle it very well. Their hospital capacities are holding up, but Texas is a big state, and it's very well run, and so is Florida, and I think they'll do a very good job.
Are you changing your tone, though, sir?
I just wanted to ask you about the issue of vaccines, which you already mentioned. Yesterday, a study by a Chinese company showed some promising results for its coronavirus vaccine candidate. If China were first in developing the vaccine, or even if it were, would the administration be willing to work with China to bring a successful Chinese vaccine to the U.S.?
Yeah, we're willing to work with anybody that's going to get us a good result. We're very close to the vaccine. I think we're going to have some very good results. We're already in testing. Nobody thought that would be possible. Under the old system, it would be a year to 2 years before you could even think about using the word testing. So I think we've had a lot of... And the reason we're testing, they've had good results. So now we have to see in the testing also for safety, because they have to make sure it's safe. And I think you're going to see something over the next fairly short period of time, maybe very short period of time, having to do with therapeutics and vaccines that are very good. So we'll be doing these quite often. We're going to keep you abreast of this. And we'll also talk about some of the other topics like our economy, which is doing well. The stock market had another good day. I think they have a good day because they see a lot of positive things happening on this front, too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the President of the United States with his first press briefing on coronavirus. Look, this was strikingly different from the kinds of press briefings that I believe harmed the president. This undoubtedly helped him. He seemed sober, and not that he seemed inebriated before, but he seemed sober in the sense of serious. And not that he was downplaying the virus. It wasn't all over the lot. He wasn't angry at any of the press questions. Of course, the questions were, it seemed to me, for the most part, very respectful. And he spoke strongly in behalf of wearing masks and making a contribution and trying to protect other people and taking the virus seriously. And look, I suspect that President Trump has been persuaded by some of his closest advisors, probably including his daughter and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who's basically running the campaign, that he is going to be unable to win this election unless the American people believe that he is competently managing the coronavirus. And the truth of the matter is, it's not so clear that it has been incompetent or that it's broken down. It just hasn't been focused. And again, if he can avoid saying things like we have the lowest death rate anywhere in the world, which is not true, stick to the material that is proven, that is true, that is effective. And maybe we can all come together as a country and do something about this. One of the things we can all come together in is, I think, in disgust at the whole idea of eugenics. Planned Parenthood in New York had their building, their headquarters, was named after Margaret Sanger, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, who was dabbled in Nazi ideas. She was clearly a racist. She believed there were superior and inferior races, and she wanted the inferior races to breed less, which is why she wanted to encourage abortion, particularly for black people. And listen to this. This is found by Greg Tomlin, Rockstar Greg. In 1957, Mike Wallace asked Margaret Sanger, the real lady, is acquittal number 14, did she believe in sin? And listen to her response.
And do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mark when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin.
Which is a remarkable thing. Criminals, delinquents. You don't think that had a racial overtone in 1957? Her name is now stripped from the Planned Parenthood building because there's so much evidence about her malevolent ideas. And Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, issued a very, very fine statement. He said, Planned Parenthood can rename a building, but it can't whitewash its eugenics roots. Planned Parenthood can try to forget its founder and her racist screeds, but it cannot escape the undeniable fact that it makes hundreds of millions of dollars each year by telling an ugly lie that certain lives are disposable and then disposing of them. Big abortion has always been and will always be in the business of violence and dehumanization. And yes, of course, Planned Parenthood doesn't just do abortion. They do all kinds of birth control and other medical services. But they are the nation's largest abortion business. And the idea that they receive money from the U.S. government is, frankly, just a scandal. Because one of the things that we're going to have to learn going forward with these terrible budget deficits is only spending when it is absolutely necessary. The idea that that is even a controversial matter, it just seems to me astonishing. In other words, okay, even if you believe in pro-choice, why should taxpayers be encouraged, be forced to fund somebody else's choice to perform an abortion, to endure an abortion? We will be right back with some bad news for California about imminent destruction coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the press summaries of the president's press briefing is Trump returned to the White House podium on Tuesday. That would be moments ago. To offer a stark warning about the progression of the coronavirus, urging Americans to wear a mask and predicting the spread of the disease will worsen. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better, Trump said. And that's sobering and very reassuring to hear him say it. He said, I hate to say this, I hate to tell you this, but he said it. And that, I think, helps prepare Americans. Now, today is Tuesday. Do you know what the president retweeted on Sunday? Okay, Sunday to Monday, that's one day, 2 days ago. Okay, on Sunday, the president retweeted the following from former game show host Chuck Woolery. The president retweeted this. The most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors, not all but most, that we are told to trust. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is about the election. I'm sick of it. Okay. Chuck Woolery's son tested positive for COVID-19. Apparently is asymptomatic, so he should have no problem. He should recover like young people often do. And I'm sorry for anybody's son getting, but Chuck Woolery, he now says something different. Chuck Woolery says that it's not a hoax, good, and it's real, and it's serious. And by the way, he took down his Twitter account because after the president retweeted it, he said, COVID-19 is real and it is here. My son tested positive for the virus, and I feel for those suffering and especially for those who have lost loved ones. Okay, better tone for Chuck Woolery, better tone for the president. And may I tell you, I pray that he doesn't retweet crap like that anymore. Because it's outrageous. I mean, just talk to some medical professionals, please. At people who literally are putting their lives on the line every day to fight a very real pandemic. And this is reassuring. Now, you may say, oh, just wait. Trump will be back to his old tricks and he won't stay on this tone. I pray that he does. Why? Because I love my country. And I want to have a president who helps us at least get back the feeling that there's some kind of control. There's some kind of sanity. Okay, speaking of some kind of sanity, there's this from the New York Times. An analysis of recent changes along earthquake faults in Southern California suggests there's an increased possibility of major quake on the San Andreas Fault, researchers said last week. The changes in such fault stresses resulting from a pair of strong earthquakes last July, who knew, increase the likelihood of a quake on a stretch of the San Andreas in the next 12 months. Those chances are now up to about 1%, or 3 to 5 times the probability of earlier forecasts. A major quake on that section of the fault, called the Mojave, could devastate the entire Los Angeles area and its surrounding communities, which are home to 18 million people. Well, that's something else to worry about. You know, people talk about what next. There is that. Now, there are other people who are questioning the level of threat here, but it does, I think, reflect the idea that how small we are ultimately. The findings were published in the Bulletin of the Seismological Society of America. Other researchers took issue with the analysis, saying it overstated the probability. Currently, the Geological Survey forecasts a 31% probability of a 7.5 magnitude quake occurring in the Los Angeles area in the next 30 years. Okay, that's also very serious, and it's why people are trying to take reasonable earthquake precautions. Another bulletin from the science front, and this is not, I don't think, controversial science, but it's kind of amazing. A piece by Dennis Overby. He reports that astronomers have discovered that there is a vast wall across the southern border of the local cosmos. No, it's not the great big beautiful wall President Trump has promised to build, which, by the way, has not been built. I mean, in his interview with Chris Wallace on Fox, President Trump said at the very beginning, I'm glad I built most of the wall. He's built at most 12 miles of new wall. There's other parts of the wall that needed to be replaced that have been replaced. Okay, good. In any event, the South Pole Wall, as it is known, consists of thousands of galaxies, beehives of trillions of stars and dark worlds, as well as dust and gas, aligned in a curtain arching across at least 700 million light years of space. It winds behind the dust, gas, and stars of our own galaxy, the Milky Way, from the constellation Perseus to the northern hemisphere to the constellation Apollos in the far south. It is so massive that it perturbs the local expansion of the universe. In the expanding universe, as described since 1929 by astronomer Edwin Hubble, and confirmed for almost a century, distant galaxies are flying away from us as if they were dots on an inflating balloon. The farther they are, the faster they recede, according to a relation called the Hubble Law. As a result, they found that the galaxies between Earth and the South Pole Wall are sailing away from us slightly faster than they otherwise should be, by about 30 miles per second. 30 miles per second is fast. Drawn outward by the enormous blob of matter in the wall. And galaxies beyond the wall are moving outward more slowly than they otherwise should be, reined in by the gravitational drag of the wall. Now, I know all of this sounds kind of irrelevant, but Think about this for a moment. We're talking about something 700 million light years away. It takes light 700 million years to travel that far. It takes light that far. We're talking about trillions of new stars. Trillions, not billions. So how many stars for a new movie? It is clearly aimed at an urban audience, as they say, but a very slick, well-educated, and prosperous urban audience. The movie? Well, it sounds a little familiar. It's called Fatal Affair. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Nia Long plays a brilliant and prominent attorney who reconnects briefly with an old friend from college, played by Omar Epps. But then he becomes obsessed with her in Fatal Affair, now streaming on Netflix.
I am married.
No one has to know about
us. Us? There is no us.
And there is no movie, really. Just a heavy-handed remake of Fatal Attraction with gender and racial identities mixed up. All the characters are supposed to be hugely intelligent, profoundly prosperous people. So it's hard to believe that any of them would make the risky and self-destructive mistakes dramatized in this lurid and loopy film. None of the performances are even adequate, and it would be rated R for loads of harsh language, graphic sexual material, and poorly choreographed violence. 1.5 stars for Fatal Affair with lots of fatal flaws.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And let us hope that a lot of you have found your way to one of the better offerings that is streaming everywhere. It's actually on Apple TV Plus, which is Greyhound, which is the new movie with Tom Hanks that is just wonderful. I've driven a bunch of people to it, and I've gotten thanked for it. And you will be thanked, thankful about the fact that tomorrow we have on Ben Shapiro. He has a new projection about the way to destroy America. And there are three steps. And he believes that the left right now is taking all three of those steps. So how do you stop them? We'll talk with Ben Shapiro about that. We'll also take a look at new polling about how deeply racist is America after all, and who would win a boxing match, Trump or Biden? We'll talk about that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.